you will come out of that experience saying, oh God, I thought I was going there to help them. What really ended up happening was I was helped, but both happen. But when you give it all to God, you can't outgive him.
Well, it's interesting how the message of the gospel is to deny yourself, to come unto God, and he will give you life and life more abundantly. And I think the abundance is an internal job. It's an inside job that the Spirit of God does in all of our lives when we do get outside ourselves. And I think that's the biggest challenge we have many times every day is to get past ourselves, and see the world. And I think the challenge that you're presenting is, if you haven't been out to the world, you might have seen it on TV, but you've never really experienced it. You've never really seen it. And that this is what has in your life changed you forever. And had you not done this, you would have missed out on what it means to be a follower of Christ, to go into all the world.
Yeah. As you were saying, seeing on TV, one of my fears about going on, internationally or whatever, especially when I was going to Haiti, was the smells. Like, I'm very sensitive to smell.
Mm-hmm.
And, my wife even laughs at me because, you just exaggerate. You're like gag over little smells or whatever. And I thought the smells are going to make me, sick or whatever. Yeah. And when I got there, it just wasn't even a factor. Even the people in Haiti, when they get ready for church, they go to church dressed white, ironed, suits, ties. I was blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody in America goes to church, presses their shirts and, as white as this. And then they're dancing or, they literally sweat through their suit every week. I'm like, I don't know how they do it, but the passion is just something that you'll experience if you go serve in the mission field with where there's existing missionaries, the passion that you'll see.
Maybe we should get back to some of those excuses, because I feel when people listen to messages like this, they think, I don't know if this is for me. It's good for you, but and things are going around in people's heads, and frankly, things go around in our heads when we think about sharing Jesus with somebody at our workplace or somebody at wherever you might go. And here now we're talking about mission. So you said you had a list, and one of them was you're going to be afraid of things you might eat. You might be afraid of just being in a different country. What are some of the other things that go through people's minds that would keep them from maybe walking into their destiny?
I think health and food, is a big deal. You gotta. I often told my kids, if you want to go on a mission trip, you need to eat whatever's put before you. If you're going to be a picky eater, then, that's dishonoring to someone when you're served someone in someone else's home or someone else prepares a meal for you and you're like, you turn your nose at it, I don't like that, or whatever.
It might revolutionize your prayer life over eating the food God presents to you.
Exactly. And you don't have to eat it. My one son was in Nepal, and he realized he would go and stay in these people would invite you to stay on their porch. That was like his plan for, hiking through Nepal. And they would serve this thing called butter tea. And he said it was so disgusting that he said, but there was an art to it, because if you drank it too slow, they would be insulted, like you didn't like it. And if you drank it too fast, they would immediately fill the cup back up again. So he's like, oh, I just had to navigate how to just be drinking this, And the probably the grossest thing I've ever been served, and I don't know if I tried to eat it, but it was like chicken feet, just like the feet. I guess they boiled it or something.
Okay.
And the Haitians were like eating the meat or skin or whatever off the feet. And I just was like trying to bite into it. And I was like, I couldn't.
Well, actually, those are ground up into our chicken McNuggets. So think you're not really probably eating chicken feet at some point.
Exactly. But yeah, so that's a big one, because.
What about the whole idea? Now, you're going on a medical missions, and I think I recall when I had looked into this at one time that you might have to get. Is it possible that you might have to get a vaccine these days, or how does that work?
All right. So if you're going in, a third world setting, you need to have your immunizations updated, like hepatitis, those vaccines, Hep A and B, probably measles, because it's not, measles and all that is still pretty prevalent in some places. In fact, my one daughter came back from India with measles because we thought she was immunized and she wasn't. Mm. It was a big deal at the health department and whatever. And then to go to Africa, you need to have yellow fever. That's a one and done kind of thing. I had to get that last year.
And these
year.
These are vaccines, especially in light of what we've been through with COVID, that have been used for years and years and years. So people don't need to think that these are something new, that these have been vaccines that have been used for years, right?
Yeah, this whole COVID vaccine fiasco has turned everybody off to just vaccines in general.
Right.
And I'm not a fan of COVID vaccine. You know, I've gotten a few, but I'm not getting any more. Anyway, but most of the other vaccines are, yeah, they've changed the world. You know, saved countless lives.
Right.
And just because of one blunder doesn't, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly.
So anyway, I know that's controversial.
Well, but at least in the sense that people who were thinking about going on a missions trip, that the vaccines you may need to take are not going to be anything revolutionary. They've been taken for years and years and years. And, you know, so that's so that excuse is out the window.
You know, and it just I'm looking down at my list here and just time off work. You know, we all want to have a vacation, you know.
How long is the average short-term missions, Bob?
Most of the trips I've been on have been a week long.
Okay.
The one to Uganda because
it's such
a long
idea.
Flight.
If you leave, let's say, if you leave on a Friday afternoon from a local airport, when are you looking at getting back from a short-term mission trip?
Probably that following Friday.
The following Friday?
Yeah.
She'll actually be on the ground for maybe about 5 days doing some various types of services.
Most of the things I've done, with the exception of India and anyway, most of them have been within a 3-4 hour
Guatemala.
Flight. Yeah, that's a 2.5 hour flight.
Okay.
So most of the things you usually catch a flight. I'm not a morning person, but usually the only times I get up super early in the morning is get ready to go on a mission trip. Mm-hmm. You know, so we still got the whole day there, and then the day we get back. So you can get a good six days of ministry in, you know, with. And then you get to experience, it's not all work and whatever. There's usually a day of sightseeing or whatever. Like this trip to Guatemala, we're going to go hike up this volcano at the end of our trip this time. We've never done that before, something different. So
so there are some fun things you end up doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
But the whole experience is just so fulfilling.
What is an average mission trip cost? I mean, if there's an average price for flight and for the time you're spending away, just to give us some practical information, maybe give us an idea of how a typical, you know, fundraising thing might look. That if you are going to a church now, or even if you have friends, I think you don't need to ask only Christian people. You could probably ask friends that know that you are a believer and would be happy to donate if they knew you were going on a mission. What is a kind of a normal campaign kind of look like from beginning to end, from the time you speak to someone, you get set up with a group of missionaries? What's the kind of standard, you know, procedure that you follow?
I don't know if there's a standard, because I'm such a cheapskate, and we've always done everything we could to make the trips as cheap as possible.
Right.
Just part of the reason why we've done using the Caribbean or whatever, because the flights there are $250, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And they're bumping up there, but anyway, and I'm trying to make it affordable that young people and their families can afford to let their kids experience this. So I'd say it ranged, if you're going on a cheapskate trip with me kind of thing, it'd probably be maybe $900. You know, the trip to Uganda, the flight there is almost $2,500, and they eat it, I would say, too fancy of restaurants, my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But because they're taking doctors and whatnot, they're not cutting any corners as far as the niceness and whatever.
Yes.
That trip is, I think, $4,300, $4,250.
Yep.
To go to Uganda, and that's for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So
Missions trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the first mission trip, I seem to remember it was $1,600. And I thought, man, this was it's too much money wasted on the hotel. We could have done this for half this price and stayed in it, moderately, whatever. But I wasn't in charge then. Now I'm.
What do you say to people who may be challenged by you know, finances. Do you ever have or even think about the conversations? Because I speak to people about the money they spend sometimes on their hobbies or their cars or whatever. And I sometimes think to myself, even as I look at my own life, maybe when you see people like you see on the missions trip, it changes you and makes you think twice about how you're spending your money.
It does. Yeah. You know, even the little things that, you know, $5, $6 for a cup of coffee every day, you know, all that stuff adds up, you know, and the money that we just spend on all these things, if you really sit down and I don't know how many people do budgets anymore, but, you know, you sit down and do a budget, you know, and that was kind of eye-opening for my wife and I when we first did a budget a long, long time ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, we are spending like $500 more a month than we're taking in, you know, when you factor in Christmas gifts and all the once a year kind of things and you average that out to the monthly. It was crazy. It was so eye-opening. But anyway, so we just started slashing stuff and whatever and realizing there's a difference between wants and needs, and most Americans don't know the difference between wants and needs, and going on to a third world, you know, place gives you a little bit of different perspective on what you really need and what you just kind of want. You know, and as I was saying, that popped in my head when we went to...
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Hello, WCNO family. This is Jonathan McLean. I'm the general manager of WCNO. We had an awesome prayer and share. Thank you so much for being a part of that. A few of you have not yet responded. We are so close to meeting our goal. Give us a shout and let's get this thing finished off. God bless all of you. Call us 772-221-1100.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help with security, video surveillance, and access control. Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.